Spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon. I'll get him one time, one quarter. I can't wait to get that in and fill up the one-armed bandit. Don't touch that dial, I'm talking about you. Oh, the Lord is good. And all the time, he's good. You see, that false doctrine that divert the focus of their faith to anything other than the cross and the death of self there with Christ. The gospel of the kingdom, my friends, is that we must lose our sin nature life by the faith in our death with Christ on the cross in order to gain his sinless, resurrected, eternal life in us, salvation. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 and 39, Jesus said, "And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 25, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." I know y'all know that when Jesus says something one time, it's important. But when he says the same thing over and over and over again, it's eternally important. It is for your soul. Mark chapter 8, verse 34 and 35, and Jesus said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it." You see, we must lose our lives for Jesus' sake and the gospel. You see, that this is the only gospel there is. That's no get-rich gospel. That's no money-coming gospel. It's a lose-your-life gospel in order to gain his eternal life, which equals salvation. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14, Jesus said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 24, Jesus said, "And he said unto them all," you know that word the Holy Spirit used, "all"? All means everybody. All means the whole wide world. All means everybody. All means the whole wide world. "And Jesus said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.